You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got a ton of people who want to chat. Let me just tell you what we're up to. I want to read you a quote. And this quote is from Max Crosby. And it's from today. Now remember, old bowl cut, the owner, Mark Davis, spoke yesterday saying, well, you know, it's just not happening. Quote, I'm not here to rebuild. I'm here to win. So, you know, I don't know, whatever that means. But yeah, I'm here to win now. And wherever I'm going to be, I'm going to be here to win. So that's all that matters to me. As Pro Football Talk described it, one thing to watch in the video, which you can go and find, he flashes a wry, almost knowing smile. It's gone as almost as quickly as it arrives, but it's unmistakable. He was thinking something that he didn't say. And then, of course, the wherever I'm going to be, I'm going to be here to win comment. What the hell does that mean? So, naturally, I said, okay. He's held out of practice today. Here's the offer. Who says no? 3 first-round picks. And before you go crazy and slandering my good name, just understand, I'm offering something that I think they'll take, which lands us the player. I'm not interested in going on the air and lying to Rico and my audience and saying, oh, hey, how about a first-round pick for Crosby? That's ridiculous. They're not saying yes to that. Why would we talk about it? 3 first-round picks is the offer you put in knowing we want this house. Mm-hmm. We are not getting outbid. Here's the offer, all cash, 30-day close, waive the inspection. Kenny wants his house.
But, sir, you're overpaying for this house.
I don't care.
No, because that's what a lot of people will say here in Detroit. Do we have to give up 3? Yeah, because here's the thing. Because Oakland. The Raiders, Las Vegas, will say, are you serious?
Look, here's the other thing. It's 1 first-round pick for every year I get to chase the Super Bowl. If you're the Raiders, I'm charging you that. And remember, this year you get Max. Next year and the year after, it's Max and Aiden. Best D-line in football. Guys, who says no? And if it's you saying no, why? Other than that, you're scared of your own shadow. Why? Why do I care about those picks? Where will those people even play? I mean, quarterback, got one. Running backs, got 2 of them, just extended 1 of them. Offensive line, we're made. Even if Ragnow retires, so what? You won't have an all-pro center. You just go find one. Mm-hmm. You have elite tackles. Tight end, best one in the league. Wide receiver room, we talked about it earlier in the show. Might have the best receiver in football. J-Mo coming on. And don't you dare not get Max Crosby because you want to draft a 3rd wide receiver. Mm-mm. Go to defense.
I'd walk out this room right
Carlton
now.
Carlton Davis, plus a pair of young corners. Yeah, we're good there. Safety, you got a zillion of them. BB, got it. Linebacker, got it. Just use the 1st-round pick on one. Wait, what am I missing?
I'll say this. And for those who are worried, here's the beauty of it. Holmes will have picks 2 through 7 to go out and get you all the toys that you want because where is he most valuable? In those later picks, correct? It's still wet.
Agree totally. 248-539-9797. So that's where we're at. Who says no? Pick up the phone, make the offer. And before you knock it, slander it, pout, think about it. Max Crosby signed for the next 3 years. Our Aiden problem isn't a problem this year. And next year, you begin a dream sequence of a two-year run with two of the top five, or arguably the top two pass rushers in the sport. Where's the downside again? I'll hang up and listen. Love the show, guys. 248-539-9797. You good?
I'm good.
Let's roll.
Take some calls.
Go to Billy, 97.1. Billy, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I think if Aiden finishes Sunday with three sacks and backflips off the field, we still make this trade. People caught up on the draft, the draft picks. Do you understand the leverage that we would receive in free agency to fill our little pieces here and there with them on our team? I don't understand why people are caught up with the draft. Brad Hutchins or Brad Cooks in free agency, now that we have the foundation.
He does, but I don't think that there would be that sense of urgency if Aiden didn't get hurt, Billy. I think that if he didn't, that people would say, we're good enough as is. And it was the reason why you didn't make a move last year, because I think that Holmes and everybody thinks that their line, the Detroit line, is good enough. I think now this has triggered it.
Now you get a redraw, though, this year, because he did get hurt. Now you get to have your cake and eat it, too, in my opinion. We're missing out on what Brad Holmes has been able to do now in free agency with this last year, in my opinion. I wouldn't have any fear to do it. I think that I would have said we should have done it if he was still healthy.
Exactly. I mean, because that's what Howie Roseman would do, who has a Lombardi trophy. I mean, that's what John Lynch has done with San Francisco multiply. It keeps them in the hunt to go chase this thing. And it's what the Rams did in order to get where they needed to go. They came calling for your quarterback. Mm-hmm. Look, trades can be mutually beneficial. This would be one. If you're the Raiders, you're rebuilding. You just traded Devontae Adams. Mm-hmm. They're taking a rookie QB. They need picks.
Mm-hmm. New management. Everything is going to be brand new out there.
And what if they don't get the top pick? They'll need picks to move up and go get Tom Brady's hand-selected quarterback. Mm-hmm. Listen, it's a win-win. So who says no? If you offer three first-round picks, I don't think the Raiders are saying no. Now, if Max says, I will not go, I tip my cap. Brad, you tried. Kudos. But if this guy's up there at his locker today talking about, man, I ain't trying to rebuild. I'm here to win wherever I end up. Like, huh?
Because if it was the other way around and the Lions were searching and about to get a new QB and they offered three first round. Yep.
Done.
Take it.
Go to Steve, 97.1. Stevie, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Look, I'm 1,000% on board. Been on hold for a minute. Everyone's basically said the same thing I'm probably going to. But, again, I look at Rico's team, okay? Three first-round picks. Yeah, okay. Did pretty damn good with that. Been to, you know, playoffs and got far. Super Bowl. The Rams. F them picks with the GM with the shirt. Okay, guess what? We just played them last year in the playoffs. Aaron Donald retires. Like, it can happen. You know what I'm saying? It can happen. If you can't get Crosby, I'm still making two calls. I'm making a call to Garrett in Cleveland, and I'm making a call at the same time. Here, I'll put you on hold. Boom, boom, boom. Whoever's going to get, I would take either one. Would I take Crosby for sure for 3 years under contract? Absolutely. 100%. Because like everyone else has said, besides Mark, and I hate to bash on Mark or call it a while back, but you got to go now. Brad Holmes can do it. Now, what Brad Holmes, we have seen, he's great in the draft, minus the third round, but he's not going to get the stud free agents. He's going to get a Davenport who's always hurt, and guess what? He's hurt again. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Hey, listen, Steve, I've put it out as a question. I would love to hear people who don't want it. So far, we have not had many. Now, you are welcome to call and disagree. I just don't think you're going to have a lot to go on. You're worried about things that have nothing to do with right now. And yes, if you want to sell me on what if we get Max Crosby and he breaks both legs at the podium, well, then we have a problem. But as you just saw, it happens in weird ways in football. Mm-hmm. What if we make the deal and Jared Goff dies? Well, then we got a problem. But as I look at it, what gives us the best opportunity to win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years? Those three first-round picks or Max Crosby? I'm going to go ahead with choice B. especially because I don't want to give an inch on this season. You are absolutely a Super Bowl roster. I'd like to keep it that way. Now, I'm not going to let Minnesota or Green Bay or the Texans shape the opinion positively or negatively. I'm already on the side of we need some level of replacement. Because, again, guys, you lost Marcus Davenport too. You're thin up front. You're one injury away from that becoming the weakest unit on the team. Argue it.
And the bad part is, if that becomes the weakest unit, it has a domino effect because it puts more pressure on your linebacker and your secondary that's young. So there good you luck. Go. You're going to have basically Minnesota and Darnold and Love standing right in the pocket trying to pick you apart.
Or you've got a blitz at such a level
that if you miss, it's ball. It's going to be 50-yard touchdowns.
Now, again, you're okay now. But, man, when injuries set in, you lose an interior guy here on out.
Because now you got to bring in, Dave and I were talking, you got to bring Brian Branch in to blitz, which means that's one less person back there as a safety. Yeah, let's hope that he hits home, because if not, good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we just ratcheted it up. You pick up the phone and you call them and you offer 3 first-round picks. Who says no? Oh, no, you'll say no, because this town is scared. You're in a spot you've never been in before. But you're in a Super Bowl window. And I don't think anyone would reserve the right to be critical of Brad Holmes if they made this kind of move. I don't care about the draft pick. It doesn't mean anything to me. I want Max Crosby. I want strength on strength. And look, losing Aiden, it hurts. And whether it surfaces this week, this month, this year, like you're going to feel it. So once the hopium wears off, you're going to feel it. And it's like, if the Raiders just traded Devontae and Max is publicly at his locker saying, I ain't here to rebuild, and wherever I end up, how do you not get on the phone and make the bold offer? And I'm not going to get hung up on, well, I'll do 2 firsts in a second. No, just for the sake of the conversation, 3 first-round picks. Because guess what? I don't think the Raiders say no. So if anyone says no, it's you. So why? David, a few ticket texts. We'll get back to the calls in a second.
Mike, Rico, yes, yes, yes. That's one yes for every first-round pick I would give up for Crosby today.
It's also one yes for every year you could be the favorite to win the Super Bowl. This year and the next two. If you added Max Crosby, true or false, are you the favorite to win the NFC?
Yeah.
Yep.
You were.
Make the deal.
Here is one no. Brian in the truck, he says, I'm a Raiders fan. I say no. Crosby is way more valuable than late first-round picks. They're basically second-round picks, so no.
I hear you. You got every right to feel that way. He's the last player you got that you really give a damn about. I respect that.
From Rick, you make Davis say no to 3 first-round picks, and then he looks like the idiot, but make the call.
That's it. Right. Isn't that what we've always said? Show me the Schefter or Rappaport report that says Brad Holmes Lions tried to get Max Crosby. Got rebuffed by dude with children's haircut.
The haircut.
Kutch, McNeil, Reader, Crosby as our starting D-line. That is all in. Get it done. Jason in Toledo.
Here's the other thing, guys. You're not trading for a frivolous position. You're not trading for a skill player. You're not doing what Atlanta did with Julio Jones years ago. You're trading for a legitimate dominant edge. Like the only thing more valuable at this part of the season, because quarterbacks don't get dealt, not in season, would be trading for Trent Williams. Like you trade for a left tackle midseason and you're like, wee, that doesn't happen. 3 first round picks.
Hang the banner. Hang the banner. F them picks. Alex in a car. Someone says picks are as real as a salary cap. You can always make moves later to get more or different picks.
True.
Make the deal.
Let's go to Anthony, 97.1. What's up, Anthony? How you doing, buddy?
Gentlemen, how are we again?
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind?
So I am in 1,000 agreement with you guys on this. This is 100% the move we need to do. Every year, like you guys said, that we give up for our first-round pick guarantees a shot at the Super Bowl. Doesn't guarantee a win. Doesn't mean we get there, but at least a shot at getting there. I just have one thing to say, though. The year that the Rams went all in with at the FDM pick, they just didn't get Stafford. They went out and traded for Von Miller, too.
Yep.
And that was a catalyst in them winning the Super Bowl, too. He came in and balled out, even at his age.
Yep.
So
great
it's
point.
Even more of a reason for the Lions to do this because, like you guys said, Crosby, Aiden, Reader, you just signed McNeil. I mean, how much more dominant can the defensive line get?
Well, long term, if you add Max Crosby, it can't. You know what I mean? You'd be at the 1% of the 1% at that point. Mm-hmm. And you'd have the best O-line and the best D-line.
And how many teams can say that? How many teams can say that even in the history of the NFL?
Very few.
I mean, you're going to go back to the 2000
No, you could look at Rico's team for a few of the years of their run where the O-line and D-line were equally dominant. And that's why they continue. Look, that's why they were able to go to Lambeau and to do what they did to Aaron Rodgers off a bye week as the one seed. It's why they're able to get to the Super Bowl and get a lead in the fourth quarter. And unfortunate things happen. You could make a case the Niners should have been in three Super Bowls if Jaquiski Tartt had arms.
And FM picks would have never have happened.
Correct. My point is the ball bounced off his face. He pulled a Vildor. You can't pull a Vildor.
I know.
Sorry. He hit him right in the three. Right here.
See, at least Vildor, there was somebody else around. He was fair catching a punt. That's how bad that interception was.
Right on the three.
You're just being hurtful. Okay.
Dude, I just lost Andrew Thomas. I have nothing. My team's going 2-15. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, I just hope that the Raiders aren't listening, man. I'm hoping they'll take two. But if it was three, I'll take three. You take the three and you make that deal, you're letting the fans here and you letting the world know that the Lions ain't playing around. It's
right.
An arms race going on in the North. They got some GMs, some young GMs. They ain't playing, man. And I remember tonight.
I gotta put Mikey on hold.
Mike, we're going to put you on hold.
That cell is tough. And I don't want to hang up on him because he had a lot to say there. But we'll get back to him. Kenny, make sure he gets off planet Nebular. Let's go to Kyle, 97.1. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
No, I just I completely agree with your guys' take. I was saying it before, even before Hutch's leg tragically broke. We need help. We need help. And with Hutch going down, I would 100% go for Crosby or Myles Garrett, one of the two. I think this is a big week for Lions fans, not just for our team, but teams around the league. I think if we're Lions fans, we are rooting for the Browns to lose, the Raiders to lose, and the Bengals to lose. I think another option out there would be Trey Hendrickson. But I'm completely for it. This is our Super Bowl window, and I think you guys brought up a better point. We don't know how to handle it because the Lions' past history just isn't that good, and we don't know how to handle these situations. And the one thing that makes me super nervous if we don't make the move is if what happens to the Packers, the Vikings, or the Bears make this move. You know, they might think they're in the Super Bowl window. And if that happens, oh boy, we're in a lot of trouble.
I'm with you, and I'm not, you know, Kyle, look, I've dealt with this in a different sport with one of my teams when the Yankees and Red Sox were really going at it. And you got to a point where the teams started to make moves to keep players away from the other teams as much as they were to acquire the player for themselves. You don't want to cross like that threshold, but I understand your point.
You mean the old school days of recruiting? We don't want you, but we don't want you wearing their jersey.
Correct. So, Kyle, I look at the North like you do. And while I have nothing to suggest that first of all, I have nothing to suggest the Crosby thing's going to happen. I just, you know, people are calling. And if you were able to procure this type of offer, I really don't understand how the Raiders would say no.
I agree. I think they would 100% do it. I think the Raiders organization, they need to look at themselves in the mirror because they're in a rebuild stage, whether they like it or not.
100%.
And Max Crosby is their biggest asset and then give them the most picks to rebuild it. I mean, look at the Lions a few years ago. There was like 50-50 on whether people wanted to trade Matthew Stafford or not. I was on the fence. I was always a Stafford guy. But look, if you can get the picks, if you can get the compensation and get the coach and the right GM, things can turn around quick.
Yes.
But you got to be willing to make them tough decisions.
And for the Raiders, look, you are firing Antonio Pierce. You are drafting a rookie in next year's draft. You sold Devontae Adams for a song. If you're Crosby, if you really don't want to be a part of a rebuild, well, I got bad news for you. You're a part of one right now. If he doesn't want to come here, show me the Carfax. Show me the report that says the deal was consummated and Crosby said I'd rather die than play in Detroit. I will tip my cap to Brad Holmes. Put a statue up for trying. Mm-hmm. But what I can't do is sit here and do the poverty stuff. Oh, maybe we could get the ghost of Za'Darius Smith. Why am I offering that to my people when I can go get filet? We can go get the dude.
Right there. You're going cheap because you think cheap, because you think small. And that's where, unfortunately, a lot of Detroit fans are. Let's go to the bargain basement. Let's go to the clearance rack of this defensive ends. Instead of, you know what, let's just pay top price and go get the best thing.
And we got a couple weeks. Look, there's no one. Let me be unequivocal. So before some of you guys slander us and go to other shows, I'm not pounding the desk. I'm saying, who says no? Second of all, I don't need it to happen today. You have until Election Day. November 5th, trade deadline day, Tuesday at 4 p.m. Now, when you choose to do it or not, look, that's your prerogative. And people don't make deals. Deadlines do. So there is an element of this where it may take a couple weeks for the Raiders to come around to things. Let me tell you something. If the Raiders go out and get hit with another garbage can, if Crosby's held out of practice, or if there's the coach is my friend, even though you shoved him. Man, I'm telling you, like, it's absolutely plausible. And unlike Myles Garrett, the cap hit isn't as big. Even, I told you, I said, you look three different places. There's the Garrett contract, there's so little out there about how they restructured it. I guess I've just always subscribed to cap ain't real.
Yeah.
Unless the contract's fully guaranteed, the cap ain't real. David, that is no way to treat your friends. That hand gesture is insanely offensive. All right, 97.1, let's get to the people. We'll check in on the college football midseason awards. But, yeah, we're talking Max Crosby in a different way. And I don't think it's fantasy. I don't think it's hyperbole. I don't think it's hot take. Max Crosby's comments today, they only invite speculation. He could have easily went a different direction. He didn't. And they've traded Devontae Adams. He's clearly not happy. So why not make the call? And I have, we have breaking news.
We do have.
May I?
Yes.
I love this button.
Nothing to do with what's going on with the Lions or Max Crosby or anything. No, David, but this is still breaking news. Virginia's men's basketball coach Tony Bennett will officially retire tomorrow at a ceremony at 11 a.m. about 10 days before the season starts.
Well, that leads me down a path that I don't think is appropriate.
I'm hoping that he just got so sick of NIL, he just said, forget
it,
I'm done.
Or what did he do? Pop in game tape of what his team looks like offensively? I can't do this anymore.
Thing sucks.
I retire.
Literally had a three-point. If you hit this three-pointer, I'm your coach. If you miss, I'm walking out the door.
And good night.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
He's had enough. Who cares? I hate Virginia with a fire of a thousand suns. They're a crime against basketball.
Only team that MSU can beat, though.
Well, great.
Consistently.
Superb. Let's go to Wally, 97.1. What's up, Wally?
Hey, how are you?
Good, Wal. What's going on?
Hey, it's all good. You guys stole every idea I had,
so
I had to come up with some more. I got a couple more, all right?
So I'm thinking three firsts and maybe a second or a third. That's number one. I mean, even, you know, Cyril Bullhead can't say anything to that. And you put it public, so you know what they said no to. And the second thing is, you guys talk about, you know, Election Day being the some of these teams might get worse and lose some games. Well, it's real possible without a nice defensive end, the Lions could go 2-2, 1-3.
See, Wally, how dare you show up with realism? How dare you, know? Wally?
You don't believe in this team.
No, I believe in the team.
I'm kidding, saying, Wally.
Yeah, with some of the teams you see, you know, we're all saying we want all them to lose, but if we do, all of a sudden we look more desperate.
Yeah, and look, know, Wally, I think there is an element where waiting is the wise move, because you are at Minnesota this week. You will go to Green Bay in 2 weeks right before the deadline. The Tennessee game in the middle, right. I'm sorry. Like, you could play your B squad and beat them. You know, the game after the trade deadline that's important as well? A road trip to Houston.
Right, right. So, I mean, so I'm saying, next four games, there's no – three of them aren't gimmies. So, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. You know, I got another idea, too, that I'm throwing out there, and it's off subject, but why don't you pay Ben Johnson like a low-level head coach? That way
– I don't know that they're not.
Wally. I'm just saying
– Wally, here's the deal. He's happy here. He's happy. There are a lot of people who covered a team who just blatantly will tell you they don't believe he has designs on being a head coach. Being a head coach is a pain in the ass. You know, you don't know what a lot of these coordinators make. The salaries, not easy to get to. It's not like college where, oh, Kirby's smart. Blah. It's different. I don't think money is going to be the thing. At a certain point, Ben Johnson will decide, I want to be at that podium or I do not. Mm-hmm. I'd rather call hook and ladders with offensive tackles.
Yeah.
That's up to him.
Yep. I'm young. I'm enjoying life. I'm making enough money and I'm on a winning team. What more could you ask for out of life? I go to another team, chances are I could be fired. Now, granted, he could have went to the Commanders, and it would have been looking great. But on the flip side, the Commanders could have turned into the Panthers, and you're probably fired within 18 months.
Rico wins. It's the truth. But see, I also think, like, look at guys like Brent Venables in college, or like, remember Bud Foster. For years, these dudes were assistants, and they got offered jobs left, right, and center, and they never took them. Some guys would just rather laser in on their side of the ball, do the job, make a ton of money, and never have to take full blame.
Yeah.
Never have to get up at that podium. Never have to worry about recruiting one side of the ball. I understand it.
Brother, what Chip Kelly did was just like, wait, are you really taking a demotion to be the OC? You're the head coach of UCLA. Nah, I just want to call plays. I don't want to deal with all of this.
Also, crap. I know that this has nothing to do with Max Crosby. Don't make fun of me. I had UCLA plus 5.5. I watched a little bit of UCLA Minnesota. I'd like to tell you that Deshaun Foster has brought the same energy from Big Ten Media Day to the sidelines, in that they could duct tape him to a chair and put him in a windbreaker, and it's Bernie Lomax. Rico, I don't know if he was breathing. It was like the most stressful moments of the game. You needed to put a mirror under his nose to see if there was air coming out.
You know how many offensive touchdowns they've scored this year?
Like 4.
8.
Kids. Whoa,
how
buddy.
You guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of
it. No. Get to the part where it's, you may not know anything about us. We're in Los Angeles with USC.
Any questions?
Big yikes. 248-539-9797.
Man, don't disrespect the barber.
What?
Minnesota.
PJ?
Yeah.
Listen, I covered. What do you want? Okay. I mean, by the way, did you see him crowd surf in the locker room? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
He's living it up, man. They're winning.
But he doesn't want to be there.
I know, but he just beat both L.A. teams. Okay. Life's great for him. Well, he actually went and crossed the Mississippi and won a game.
From some of the things I've heard, he wanted to be in L.A. Oops.
And maybe he will.
I just tell you, I don't think he wants to be in Minnesota.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.